Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sips and Tips, the podcast where we will take you step by step through mixing up a cocktail, and then we will tackle a problem from one of our listeners.
Each week, we will try to theme the drink based on the problem we're discussing, and we do stress try because sometimes we pick a drink just because it sounds good. For those of you who have been here before, welcome back.
And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. We're glad you're here.
My name is Kitch.
And I'm Andrea. And this week, we are mixing up a bootleg black and gold whiskey cocktail from hostessatheart.com.
Hostessatheart.com. So we're actually recording this on March 17th. And as you know, March 17th is St. Paddy's Day. So I searched for a St. Patrick's themed drink or an Irish themed drink. And this one looked good because we had all the ingredients on hand and didn't have to go get any more. So
yeah, and it's whiskey based again, but it has a couple other things that I actually like. So it might be good.
Yeah, so it's a pretty easy one to mix up. It's two parts whiskey, one part Kahlua, one part orange liqueur, some orange bitters, and then if you have some oranges on hand, you can use the orange rind for some garnish and to rim the glass. We don't have orange on hand. I forgot to pick
some
up.
That's a shame. That would be good.
It would be good, yeah. But anyway, so for the whiskey, we're actually using Weller's, and it's a it was recommended to me by a gentleman, I guess we'll call him, at Wine and Beyond in Sherwood Park as a great whiskey or bourbon whiskey for mixing with. If you're looking for something to drink straight, he said probably not the one you want, but if you're doing cocktails, which at the time I was looking for a whiskey to mix up the pickleback cocktail that we did last week. So
you were looking for pickle juice.
And I was looking for pickle juice. So this is, yeah, Weller's Original Wheated Bourbon Special Reserve.
Okay, and we've done, so it's two parts, so we're doing 4 ounces.
Yeah, 4 ounces because we're doubling this up.
And then now I've got some Kahlua, so we'll do 2 ounces because it's one part.
Yep. Did we put ice in there?
Not yet, okay. But I will.
And
it better be good because it's taken up the last of my Kahlua.
Uh-oh. And then for orange liqueur, we are simply using the Axis brand triple sec that we have on hand. And again, we've mixed lots of drinks with the Axis brand.
This is going to be strong. We should not have done...
It is going to be strong.
20 ounces. God.
The Axis
just
brand.
Looking at this is all booze.
Creme de cacao, triple sec. We've tried them all, and they're all actually very good. So,
why do I never notice that it's all booze until I start mixing? And I'm like, "Where's? There's nothing else in this. Oh my god, I can't drink."
What are
this.
We cutting this with? Ooh,
nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Where do you get these drinks? And some orange bitters.
Yeah. So, and a couple of shakes, I think.
Wish I had some orange juice. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to dump some ice in there, give that a shake, and then it recommends mixing these into a martini-style glass. So that's what we've got with these fancy bent stems. Now, I didn't look up the history on this drink, but...
Oh.
That reaction was fantastic. I think it's going to be
an... I didn't think this one through at all.
This is going to be an amazing cocktail. So again, this is called the Bootleg Black and Gold Whiskey Cocktail from hostessatheart.com. And it's actually got there's lots and lots of what looked like really good drink mixes on there. So we'll have to go back and check that website out and make a note. Okay, so we're going to give this a pour, see what it looks like. Looks like swamp water.
Pretty.
Looks a lot like swamp water, actually. Smells good
from
here,
though. You should not have made this much. That's way too much. Oh, my God.
Holy. Well, you never know. You might. You said the same thing about the pickleback cocktail. And then
yeah, but that had a lot of something else besides booze in it.
Pickle juice. And sugar. It had simple syrup, so
I might need This is going to need a whole lot of something, I think.
Okay, so we're going to give this a try. The Bootleg Black and Gold Whiskey Cocktail from hostessatheart.com. And
it's brown.
It's very brown. It looks like a can of Coke poured into a couple of martini glasses. Let me get my gut out of the way of the picture.
It's all foamy.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
Well, let's give this a sniff first.
I don't think I can.
Actually, you know what? It smells good.
No.
Yeah, smells good. You're going to love it.
No.
Hmm. You know what? It's strong, but it's not got a bad flavor. It kind of reminds me of a like a rye and Coke or something like that almost.
Oh.
not the same reaction for you.
I don't like rye and Coke, but That kind of does remind me of a Ryan Coke, which I don't like.
Yeah, it does. It's
only
got that
stronger. Like a Ryan Coke that's got way too much rye and way too little Coke.
I think...
oh, no. This is, if you drink both of these, you're going to be on the floor.
Yeah. On my way to a minor hockey tournament tomorrow, that would not be a good morning.
We mixed way too much of that.
I don't mind it. Like I said, kind of reminds me of a Ryan Coke, which is something I would drink. So I would give it 1.5 thumbs up if one thumb had been sawed off in a construction accident. Yeah. I'd give it 1.5 thumbs up.
I would give that I will never drink that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's too
boozy.
Well, I like boozy drinks, but not without, you need some kind of a liqueur or something more than the way there's too much whiskey.
Right. Okay. Well, you live, you learn, I guess. So that, again,
warms you up.
It does. It gives you that nice, cozy feeling.
Yeah.
All the way to the base or the pit of your stomach. Again, the Bootleg Black and Gold Whiskey Cocktail from hostessatheart.com. I'm going to keep sipping on mine while Andrea pours hers down the sink. And
I'll sip on it. We'll see how far I get.
We will take a quick break here before we spin the mics around and discuss problems this week. Anything to add about this one?
Don't mix this much. Because this, what is this, 8 ounces of alcohol in these two glasses?
Yeah. Yeah, two.
4 ounces.
No, four. Each. Yeah. Yeah, 4 ounces in each one. So, okay.
Well, have a good sleep tonight.
We'll be back momentarily with this week's problems. All right, we're back. We've got our Bootleg Black and Gold Whiskey Cocktails. Is that what that was called? Something like that.
I think so.
It's pretty good. I've been sipping on mine. I don't mind it. Although,
gasoline?
It's like a one drink maximum,
I should say. Like, you could sip this all night long and then you might be able to stand up.
Function. Yeah, it's pretty strong. So this week we have two what I think are going to be pretty quick emails to go through, and then we're going to do our moments cards. You're not liking that drink at all, are you?
I take a taste of it and it tastes okay, and then that whiskey hits me and it's like it punched me in the face.
Makes you want to dance. No, it doesn't make you.
Well, it will in about four more sips.
But. Yeah, that's okay. You can't dance till you finish the podcast.
You can't dance on the podcast? Can you throw some music on?
Sure, why not? So we better get through this before the dogs start going nuts. I know. So our first email this week was sent to us by Gail. And Gail writes, "My friend has been distant, since I started a new relationship, which was around the same time she was breaking up with one. I've been respectful of her feelings and haven't bragged about my situation, really only talking about my new partner when she asks. I noticed she started to become snappy, evasive, and then unfollowed me on Facebook, however we're still friends. I asked her if everything was okay as I'd noticed she'd been quite distant. She said she's giving me space for my relationship, which doesn't really explain the Facebook status, and my friends are important to me, so I don't need space. She's approached me recently, and I've become confused and disgruntled by our friendship, so I don't know how to bring it up. I'm very honest and would prefer to discuss and deal with problems, but I've given her many opportunities to discuss her grievance with me, and she hasn't. I know she has been defensive when others have confronted her, so doing so may make matters worse. Right now, I just feel like distancing myself from her. So, Gail got into a new relationship. Her friend was leaving a relationship.
Yeah.
And sounds like her friend is a little jealous.
Yeah, for sure. You might need to give her some space. She's probably just not in a place where she can be happy for you, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
And maybe she'll come around. But if she just needs to stop seeing your, you know, happy relationship posts for a while, that's up to her.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really blame her for that. You say she approached you, but I don't know approached you about what. So I don't know why you're confused and disgruntled. I get that you want your friend to be happy for you and you want to be able to talk, but maybe she just needs some time. If she's upset with her breakup, I don't know if you guys talk about that or not.
I think this is actually kind of a boring problem and we need to spin it to make it a lot juicier than it really is. I think Gail's friend is jealous because she's sleeping with your new guy on the side. And she's pissed off that he's spending time with you, even though she wants to be spending time with him. There. I think that does it.
Yeah, sounds like that's what the problem is.
So, Gail.
Sure.
Go easy on her because sounds like she might be a little jealous. And her feelings and thoughts aren't your burden to bear.
No.
You know, give her some space. And eventually she'll come around. And, I don't know that there's much more you can do. I mean, I understand you want to have your friends around. You want to be able to talk about your relationship and stuff like that. Do all those things. Don't hide it from her. Don't avoid it. And eventually she will either just get over the fact that she's single now and you're not, or maybe she finds someone and you find yourself in a little bit of a role reversal.
Well,
I wouldn't worry too much.
Like, it sounds like, I don't know if you're a little angry that she's not happy for you, which is, you're right. You can feel whatever you want to feel about that. But maybe have you asked her how she's doing? Maybe she's having a hard time. And if you're just worried about what you want to talk about with your relationship, maybe she just needs to talk about her. And maybe she's worried that all you're going to do is talk about you and your new relationship. So,
yeah, maybe it's got nothing to do with your new relationship at all and everything to do with how the relationship ended for her and the circumstances and the coping with it after the fact.
Yeah, and she might just need, maybe she needs something from you that you haven't offered her. I don't know. I don't really know you and your friend. But
be a better friend, Gail.
Be a better friend.
Be a better friend. Just be better. Be you, but
you're
better.
You're all happy in your relationship. She's not. Be a better friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, all right. Well, like I said, sounds
that's
pretty.
That's all I can say. I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
It's pretty basic.
I don't do this girlfriend stuff a whole lot.
So. No. No, you don't. Gail, write us about dogs.
Yes, please.
And then we'll discuss that and then we'll set aside 2 hours for the podcast so that Andrea can talk to you about dogs. And that'll be good.
Please.
All right. So let's move on to our second email. And this one's from LW. You want to read this one?
Sure. Okay. So L. Oops. Ooh, what did I do?
You shut it off.
I just wanted to turn it around. Okay. There we go. Okay. So LW says, I'm 25 and my boyfriend is 45. I have a great job, as does my boyfriend. I attend school and live on my own. My boyfriend has been going through a divorce through the entirety of our one-year relationship. The divorce was filed a few months before we started dating. I love him dearly, and I'm sure he feels the same. I would like to know your views on the age difference and if there is any chance of this relationship lasting and remaining healthy. I would like to know if I am wrong for being with a man who is still legally married. Even though he says he tried repeatedly to work it out before they filed for divorce, do you think his marriage may have made a turnaround if I weren't in the picture? It has been a year and a few months, and despite every odd thing I've heard about age gaps, the love only grows. I'm afraid something may go wrong, though, such as his wife suddenly wants him back, and I am to blame for their marriage failure. Worse, I devote years of my life to a relationship that fails. Please help. Well, there's a lot of questions in there.
Yeah, there's all kinds of talking points, that's for sure.
Yeah.
First of all, to me, the age is just a number. If you're happy and he's happy, who cares? But I'll jump down to the end of your email where you said, I devote years of my life to a relationship that fails. Remember, that means when you're 45 and in your prime, he's 65. So think about that.
It's 45 your prime?
Isn't that what they say? A woman's prime is when she hits late 30s, early 40s?
Really?
I guess not. That's just something I got from Sue Johansson on the Sunday Night Sex Show back in the day when I was...
I think that's when the woman just doesn't give a shit anymore.
Well, that could be too.
She just, you know, does what she wants without any fear of retribution because she doesn't care anymore. That's what happens at 45.
The fact that you said the divorce was filed a few months before you started dating, you know, I don't think his marriage may have made a turnaround, as you put it, if you weren't in the picture. Sounds like it was over and done with long before the you guys got together. And like I said, the age gap is just a number. Just think long term and see where, you know, that puts you when you're 35 and then 45. And
yeah, I think the only thing with the age gap, you know, a person at 45 is usually well functioning and just as good as anybody else at 25.
Unless you're me.
Other than maybe some arthritis.
And yeah, I don't function well most of the time.
So. But generally at that ages, you're not going to notice a big difference. But right. When you're 45 and he's 65, I mean, it depends. Yeah, I don't see a problem with an age gap if everybody's fine with it, but you do have to think about, and you know, does he have kids and
how
is he
going to
want more
it?
And are you going to want more? There's a lot at that age because at 45, a lot of people have kids and maybe they don't want to start all over again. And do you and does he? There's a lot of things to look at here for sure with that age difference because you are in different stages of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it can make a difference depending on what people want.
Well, and
most of the time, men don't mind having kids at 45 because it's not them having to do it.
I don't think you need to worry about his past relationship at all.
No, I don't think so.
I would put that out of your mind. It, like I said, it doesn't sound like it was going anywhere if the divorce was. And no, it's just because he's still legally married, quote unquote. He's separated, waiting for papers to be signed.
Yeah, it can take years sometimes to get.
Yeah. So no, that's not a problem, or it doesn't. You're not in the wrong for being with a man who's still legally married. I wouldn't worry about that at all. So just think long term and think about what you want from life as you go from being 25 to 30 to 35, and see if that lines up with him. And if it does, great. And if it doesn't, then you know what you got to do. Right?
Yeah. And I don't think you can really sit there and go, what if you devote years of your life to a relationship that fails? Well,
that can happen at any age.
Yep.
Yep. Case in point.
Yep. So. Yep. That's pretty much life. Yep. So, yeah, you take that chance with any relationship you're in, regardless of who that is, what their situation is, what your situation is. There is always a chance a relationship's going to fail. And you've devoted years of your life to that. I don't think you would be to blame for the marriage failure. And if the I don't know why you'd be worried about his wife suddenly wanting him back, unless there's something that you're worried about that he has said or done.
Yeah.
Like that if he still loves his wife, or I don't know what their relationship is, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't worry about it. Think about yourself. Think about long term and your and what you want from your life, and then go from there. But don't let his prior relationship factor into that, I don't think.
And why do you say you love him dearly, but you're sure he feels the same?
That's a good question.
Why would you say that?
And I'm sure he feels the same.
That sounds like you're not sure.
Yeah. It's, doesn't it? It's like you're trying to convince yourself.
Doesn't it sound like you
a little bit.
Think he must feel the same, but you're like, usually you would say, I love him dearly, and he feels the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I just noticed that.
LW, mm-hmm. Just go on with your life. Don't let all this stuff bother you.
If you guys have a great relationship and you get along and it's...
Yeah, exactly.
Then write it out. See what happens. Because it could be the perfect person for you.
Awesome. All right. Well, I don't know that there's... Like I said, these are a couple of pretty simple ones this week. So we're going to take a quick pause and get out the Our Moments cards and come back and talk about a couple of those. I think we need a really cool introductory theme song for the Our Moments segment.
Yep. You have to write one.
I'll write it with my Merlin.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we can harmonize and go, Our Moments, like the theme from The Simpsons.
Yes.
And then I'll play the theme from The Simpsons.
Although I'm a Simpsons fan, but I'll play the theme, I guess. Can we do something like the Family Guy?
Yeah, maybe. We could try that.
It's a better show.
I'm going to get you to read your... No, I it's a good show, but I don't think it's better.
Oh, it's better.
I'm going to get you to read your Our Moment card first, and and we'll discuss it.
All right. If you could master any instrument on earth, what would it be?
Oh. Musical instrument? Not like surgical instrument.
Scalpel. You want to master the scalpel?
I want to master the scalpel. Too much Dexter.
I want to master the rib spreader.
Yeah. I think if I could master any instrument, I think I would have to say piano. I think if you can play the piano, it opens up a whole lot of doors to other instruments that are played along the same line. And I think that mastering the piano would help with what few guitar skills I do have. So
piano would help with guitar skills?
Absolutely. How? Yep. Dexterity, muscle movements, all that kind of stuff. Piano players
are just so different. I'm not a, I've never had piano lessons or whatever, but I was able to teach myself piano. I could not teach myself guitar. I just cannot figure out. Because
your fingers are too small.
But I cannot do the, I don't know what it is. I just struggle with the guitar. Mm. But I was able to teach myself piano, played the saxophone. I played flute a little bit. I could not do that guitar. I'm trying out the,
Ukulele though. What instrument would you master if you could?
I agree on the piano, but I think the one that I probably think of the most that I would really love to be able to play amazingly would be a violin or a fiddle.
Yes. Yep, that would be cool.
Yeah. I think I would love that because I love that kind of music and I would just like go to town.
A little Celtic vibe.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
Cool. All right. Well, I did not know that. Now I do.
Now you do. So now I have to go take violin lessons and everybody needs to get earplugs.
Yes. Should have them anyway. Three dogs barking all at once for an hour straight requires earplugs. Okay. So my Our Moments card says, if you had an extra $100 to spend on yourself every week, what would you do? For me, it depends on the time of year.
$100 every week that I just got to spend on myself.
Yep.
Well, what I would do, because it's what I should really do, is actually buy myself some freaking clothes.
Wardrobe change.
And just keeping it up.
Right.
I shop like once every 6 years when the wardrobe just basically breaks down.
My clothes are falling apart. Or
I
grow out of it
and I can't fit in them anymore.
It's time to go shopping.
So $100 a week, I could go take $400 a month and actually just go keep my wardrobe up to date.
Right.
On a regular basis.
That's a good plan.
Get what I need as I need it instead of having to go on some giant shopping spree that I hate.
I enjoy shopping, so that wouldn't bother me at all.
I don't know. I mean, I enjoy shopping if I have someone to go with, but I never have anyone to go with, so.
You have me.
I go shopping. I've never been shopping. For clothes? Not for me.
Well, not for you, because
we went once at Winners or whatever, yeah. I think. I bought a few things.
If I had an extra $100 to spend on myself every week in the summer, that's 2 rounds of golf at Ravencrest.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to say that.
In the winter?
But you already do that anyway.
Okay, so it's 4 rounds of golf. Just double it, and I'll golf every frickin' morning at 6 o'clock, like we do anyway. In the winter, I think I would devote that to a regular massage routine. I'd find a good masseuse and deal with some muscle issues and things like that. Maybe I wouldn't feel like I'm 109 years old.
If it didn't require appointments, I'd do stuff like that. I hate appointments.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hate spending the money on it. So if I had $100 making the appointment would be no problem.
I can get my massages covered.
Yeah.
I don't even need a prescription now.
Like it's 3 a year or something like that.
Yeah, but even that, I could go do that. I don't even need a prescription now, but I won't because it requires me making an appointment. And then having to go to the appointment, which is usually, like, it would be nice to just be able to go after work, but I can't.
Just tell yourself it's for a dog.
Yeah, but the problem is I have to come home, deal with them, and then I have to leave them again if I have an appointment. That's why I don't go shopping. It's why I don't do anything.
I see. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, clothes for you, golf and massage for me. Maybe a round of golf and a massage. That would work too.
Golf 1 week. I could go for a day like that.
Yep. Golf 1 week, massage the next, or golf in the morning, massage in the afternoon. That'd be good.
Yeah, that would be a good day.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think that pretty much covers Episode 17 of Sips and Tips.
Episode 17 on
17 on March 17th. I know. I know.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
It's almost like we planned that. Don't forget, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, the TikTok, and you can email us at tellyouforfree@gmail.com. And that's tellyou4free@gmail.com. We are always interested in hearing what you have to say. And if you are so inclined to send us a voice message, you can do that at anchor.fm/sipsandtips. So anything to add before we move on?
Nope.
That's it.
It's my sign off goes here.
You're right. You still haven't come up with a sign off.
No. You have to come up with one for me.
Yeah, I'll write you something.
Yeah.
Since the podcast is called Sips and Tips, can I make it something about just the tips?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll say whatever you write.
Interesting. Very interesting. Look out for that next week, folks, on Sips and Tips. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you next Sunday. This has been a 3x2 podcast production.